It's only in 2021 where I almost been detained in the ministries like 1 hour and I have been released. Because the wounded heroes has stormed in the ministry of Hainan in the ministries here. Then from there, the situation was something a bit worse. People are running. But the good of it, the deputy minister of defense came in and he called all the wounded heroes to address them. When he was addressing these people, I was there. So I came in. I said, now, honorable...
You wanted to cover the story?
I want to cover the story. Mm-hmm. But when deputy minister see me with the recorder, he almost slapped me. And everything was taken away when I was there. They take my recorder. They take everything, even my ID card. And they were taken to IGP office. But after all, people realized it was me, John Wulu. They take me up to the IGP office. And then I was told, why do you behave like a foreign journalist? So they said, now, have you recorded anything? I said, I've not recorded because I was trying to report myself to you that so that you give me approval to record anything. But you start quarreling with me before I record anything. So I'm not taking anything. They check my recorder. It was nothing. They check my phone. There is no any photo that I have taken. That's what made me to be free.
So, despite all some of these terrors, are you still a journalist?
I'm still a journalist up to now because there is a quote from John C. Maxwell. He said, you can't keep a good man down. Now, I'm working as a journalist in South Sudan and I don't run away. I have not even related myself to any group of people or any UN agency. I'm working as a South Sudanese journalist and these are my people. If I do bad to them, there will be accountability. If I make something good to them, they will appreciate.
So which kind of stories do you normally write, John?
I wrote a lot of the stories here. I've been a newspaper writer. I've wrote for different newspapers in Juba. I started with Juba Monitor in 2012. And then I changed to Citizen. And then I come to Star Tribune. Then I go to Agablong. Then I come to The Witness. And then back to Juba Monitor. And then I work for radio also, broadcast. Some of my stories, you know, in South Sudan, water, all what we wrote are insecurity stories because there is violence everywhere in the country. And when you look into the newspapers now and when you listen to the radio, all what you listen is the killing, fighting, and all this. So the only stories which I wrote which are more better is when I wrote some story about the census in 2008. And then is when I wrote about the general election. Then when I wrote about referendum. These were the best story. But from 2013 up to now, all is about politics and insecurity. People are killed in Lake, people are killed in Torid, in where. These are the stories now. If you go to the newspaper, the first headline you found is one person killed, two people killed, 5, 10 people killed. So these are the stories we have at the moment. If there is peace in South Sudan, we will be writing stories about development. And communities who have contributed their hand and they have built good school, these are part of the development. But now there is no stories about agriculture. There is no stories about business. There is no stories about the other thing.
Why? But some of those activities are taking place.
Those activities which are taking place now, even those farmers who are farming in the village now, there are good people who are farming. But how do you go to village to cover that story when there is insecurity on the road? There are some community who are doing other activities outside now. But how can we reach them? The issue is insecurity. And the good thing is we are supposed to be protected by the government. That's how we reach to those people in the rural areas. We reach them through our government. If there is good protection, we can even go and take photos of those who are doing the farm.
Now, what do you think can be done in order to normalize the working relations between the different actors, being it the media, being it the government institutions, or being it the security agents? So what do you think can be done then as we commemorate World Press Freedom Day?
I think Alfred Tabana has often asked the way, because in 2013, when the media bill was passed, that is the bridge between us and the government. And I think since the media authority was formed, there was no more arrest. And we still call the media authority to engage the stakeholders and the security so that they become friends to the media. In 2021, media authority has done a good job. They have created a dialogue between the media and the stakeholders and security. But I don't know this year, is it the issue of fund or what? They are supposed to continue with that job so that we dialogue. Because politicians, they lie you when you phrase them in the radio. But when you write article against them, like corruption, like rigging the election, you are in trouble. They will incite security against you, and they say, this journalist, I don't need to see him. Now, we don't blame security too much because they are doing their work, like what we are doing here in the media industry. But what we want is peace. We are the son of this country. And South Sudan cannot go ahead because of one department. We need all of us to do our job. We cannot tell the security, don't do your work. But they cannot tell us, you media, don't do your work. We are doing our work and let them continue doing what they want to do. It is our right to protect the constitution of this country. And it is our right to make sure that the people of South Sudan must have access to information. As we are celebrating the World Press Freedom Day, I call upon the journalists of South Sudan not to remain silent. If you remain silent, no one will advocate your right. It needs you to raise up, join your hand, unite yourself, and make sure that the right of journalists in this country are protected. And especially in the Fayam, in the county, in the state where our journalists are suffering. In the city here is a bit better. But in the Fayam, in the county, did you know that journalists in the state now, they don't broadcast exactly the real stories? Because they have been instructed, you write what we say, not what you say. And if you go to the state now and tell them, now, we heard that there is a raping here, can you go and find out? They say, no, my friend, we don't broadcast that story here.